WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open from American Express, presenting the interactive webcast event, Making a Name for Yourself. Kate and Andy Spade and Bobby Brown discuss their leap from business to brand, created by Open from American Express. Registration at openforumonline.com.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. It may be hard to tell from the media, but New York isn't just Katie Couric and Mike Bloomberg and the people you read about on page six or the folks you see every morning on the way to the subway. This town is a beehive of humanity, and a lot of the honey is hidden in honeycombs you may never see. We like to highlight some of the cool things New Yorkers are up to from time to time that you may not know about, and we'll do that again now with a Harlem woman with big plans to popularize African diaspora film in New York City and around the nation. Moikansi Kama is the founder and executive director of Image Nation, a nonprofit that will open and operate a cinema in northern Manhattan. And like many New Yorkers with a big dream, she does have a day job, director of communications and development at Harlem Congregations for Community Improvement, a coalition of more than 90 interfaith congregations. Moikansi Kama, welcome to WNYC. Nice to have you.
Thank you so much. How are you?
Good. Tell us about Image Nation. What is it?
Image Nation is a media arts organization established in 97. We show independent films from the African diaspora and produce film festivals and all kinds of wonderful events from Harlem to South Africa. And this year we are working very hard to open Harlem's first independent cinema dedicated to films from the African diaspora. We also feature a lot of emerging musical acts, like NDIRE performed at our event mm-hmm. the day her album dropped. So.
And where do you show the films now, since you don't have your own facility?
We show them in other people's facilities. But, you know, we've done the Schomburg Center, the Apollo Theater. We do the parks outside. We're actually planning a big series on 125th Street, similar to the Bryant Park series, where we'll show films on Tuesday nights this summer at the Harlem State Office Building Plaza. So we're all over Harlem in lots of different venues. We've done Riverside Church. Mm-hmm. It varies greatly.
Now, you've worked some in the film business yourself. What movies that we might have heard of have you worked on? What have you done?
I was the grassroots marketing director for the film Lumumba that was distributed by Zeitgeist Films.
Mm-hmm.
I also did some publicity work on Life and Debt. And also, I don't know if you all remember, but Follow Me Home was a film with Alfre Woodard and Benjamin Bratt, and I was the outreach coordinator for that film as well.
Yeah. So do you harbor secret dreams of directing or starring in the movies, or do you prefer the publicity and community outreach aspects?
I prefer the community outreach aspect. I mean, I think that there are roles for everyone, and I think there's a particular need for audience development and exhibition of films from the African diaspora. That's really where I'd like to make my mark.
How do you develop audience? People, you know, people go see what they think is going to be fun, or a small group of more mission-oriented viewers go see what they think is going to be important. How do you develop more audience for this?
Well, the way that we've been doing it since 97 is by using independent musicians and poets to bring in audiences to see the independent films. And then we've grown to more well-known artists, of course, but the idea is to take the music community and cross-promote it with the film community. And it's worked pretty well for us in terms of building new audience.
My guest, Markhansi Kama, founder and executive director of Image Nation, a nonprofit that will open and operate a cinema in northern Manhattan featuring Black diaspora or African diaspora independent film. And we can take phone calls for her at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, if anyone has anything that you want to say or ask. All right, let's see. You're obviously out there consuming culture. What's the best movie you've seen in the past 6 months?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I'd say the most fun was Block Party, Dave Chappelle's Block Party. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. What'd you like about it?
First of all, it kind of speaks to the community that I think Image Nation represents. It was a film about all these emerging soul and hip-hop artists who are progressive and who kind of preach love and unity over all the kind of negative messages you see associated with hip-hop. So I appreciated that film for representing a different aspect of Black culture.
How about another one?
How about another one?
Yeah.
Syriana was incredible. Yeah, Syriana was incredible. As well as, I just went blank. Good Night and Good Luck,
uh-huh.
Another incredible film. So, you know, there are some good ones out there. A lot of them aren't coming out of the African diaspora, but I think that's a matter of us doing the audience development so that when the films are made, there's a place for them to go. And I loved Hustle and Flow. I thought that was an incredible film.
You told my producer you're a propaganda buff. What did you mean by that?
What I meant was that my interest in film came more from its ability to spread messages than from the artistic perspective. At a young age, I decided that, you know, I wanted to see better images of people of color, and I thought media was the way to do that. And I wasn't necessarily interested in filmmaking. I was interested in the messages that are spread through cinema. You know, and I mean, if you look at the beginnings of film, it's always been used for propaganda. D.W. Griffith, you know, was a propagandist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was a great
Birth of a Nation.
Yeah. So, I mean, when I look at cinema, I think about what does it say to people, what messages does it convey, and what effects do those messages have on people. And that's really what interests me.
And yet, to be effective, it helps to be a really great filmmaker. So just the ones you mentioned, like Syriana and Good Night and Good Luck, just to take two examples, important messages, but probably as successful as they were because they were well-made films.
Exactly. And one of the things that we're really interested in is helping to nurture filmmakers who make narrative films as opposed to documentary films. I think that, you know, if you want to get a message out, the best way to do it is kind of not make people feel like they're getting a message. It's to be non-didactic and to present images and films that are actually entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to learn why you're being entertained, but I think most people go to the films to be entertained. They don't go there to learn.
Have you seen Spike Lee's new film, Inside Man?
I haven't seen it yet.
Do you have any thoughts on him doing something, you know, that's more mainstream, like a thriller?
I think Spike Lee has made a mark for himself as an independent filmmaker, and that he wants to make money as well. You know, and I think he's a director first. You know, he's not a historian. He's not a social activist. He's a director. So I think for him, this is a way for him to sustain himself as a director.
My guest is Markhansi Kama, founder and executive director of Image Nation, a nonprofit that hopes to open and operate a cinema in northern Manhattan. Do you have a spot, by the way?
Do we have a spot?
You have a facility?
We have several facilities we're looking at. We haven't confirmed one yet.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a space on 7th Avenue that we're looking at just below 125th Street and a couple more in that area. So.
Can I ask you the origin of your name?
Moikansi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my name is South African. The language is Tswana, and I'm actually named after my grandmother.
Uh-huh. Are you part South African?
Mm-hmm. My dad is from South Africa, and my mom is American.
So you're a true child of the diaspora.
I am a diaspora child, yes, I am.
And you also focus to some degree on South African film, I understand.
We do. This year we're doing a South African sidebar. In 2004, we produced a film festival in the Gauteng province of South Africa, in Mahala City. And we plan to go back to Mahala City in 2008 and do another film festival.
Let's take a phone call. Ricardo in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ricardo.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, I'm actually interested in Image Nation. I went to the film festival that they did in Harlem outdoors. They had a big screen set up, and they saw the new film by director Spike Lee. And I was really, informed by that. In fact, I am a filmmaker, and I wanted to know how can I submit my film to your festival? So I'm really interested. You guys been in Harlem for a while, and I'm really excited about what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you for that, Ricardo. Thank you very much. Okay, the great film we showed by Spike Lee was called Jesus, Children of America, and it was a short film about adolescence and AIDS. And we showed that film last year at St. Nicholas Park, and about 1,500 people came out. It was a great night. And we're always looking for new films, and the way to submit a film to us is to visit our website, which is imagenation.us, and just click on submissions and download the form.
Ricardo, thanks for your call. Not.com, not.org, .us?
.us.
And Image Nation. You know, when I first looked at the website and saw the way that was put together as one word, it first read imagination.
Right, right.
So that's no accident.
No accident. We wanted people to think about images for the nation of people of color throughout the world, and we wanted people to think imagination at the same time.
Jeff in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a quick question. You are a faith-based organization, I take it. And I was wondering, do you accept films of a gay nature, black Americans?
We are not faith-based.
My day job
is that I work for Harlem Congregations for Community Improvement.
The organization
I'm speaking about now is Image Nation.
Uh-huh.
And we're not faith-based.
How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about gay films?
Uh-huh.
Actually, we're having a gay and lesbian night during our festival this summer. So we're very open to films of all aspects of the African diaspora. We represent all aspects of our culture.
Okay, and is there anything coming up regarding the Down Low syndrome? And
we actually have been, a film on the Down Low has been submitted to us, and we're still curating. So it just depends on the quality of what we get.
Jeff, thanks a lot for your call. What is the Down Low syndrome for people who don't know the term?
The Down Low syndrome is a name that's been given to the spread of the AIDS virus through men sleeping with women, and those men also sleep with men. It happens in all communities, but in the black community, they call it the down low.
Right. Our phone number, 212-433-WNYC, to speak to Markansi Kama, 212-433-9692. And actually, let me ask you about your day job. You're Director of Communications and Development at Harlem Congregations for Community Improvement, a coalition of more than 90 interfaith congregations. Mm-hmm. That also sounds like important and mission-oriented work.
It's very important work. HCCI was founded in 1986. This is actually our 20th anniversary. And we've done some incredible work over the last 20 years. We've developed more than 1,900 units of housing, home ownership housing, and rental housing, all of it, most of it affordable. And we also have a HIV/AIDS program. So we've done work around the down low issue. We have workforce development programs. We've helped to employ more than 1,500 people in the Harlem community. We're an incredible agency. And I'm very proud to work here while I'm pursuing my other goals. It's a great job to have.
And maybe someday, good as it is, you'll be able to run Image Nation full-time. Is that your dream?
Yeah, that's my dream. That is my dream. But for now, I really love working at HCCI. Actually, I was able to partner with HCCI. We presented the film The Untold Story of Emmett Lewis Till at Lincoln Center last month as part of Black History Month. So I'm able to actually merge my interests by working here and having Image Nation, which works very well.
Mary Lynn in Queens. You're on WNYC.
Yes,
hi, Mary Lynn.
Hi. I'd like to know where I can find the film Things Fall Apart.
I am not sure, but if you email me, I can get the information to you. And my email is mpk@imagenation.us.
MPK.
Because I'd like to know, too.
And what was that recommendation? I was trying to call earlier. You gave some recommendation on something with hip-hop culture with positive message.
Oh, Block Party.
Chappelle's
Block Party. It should still be in the theaters right now.
Mary Lynn, thanks. What countries in the diaspora, besides the U.S., are putting out films that you're looking at?
Brazil's in the diaspora. South Africa's in the diaspora. Puerto Rico's in the diaspora. Anywhere where there are people of color who are of African descent is in the diaspora.
Do you live in Harlem?
Yes, I do. I live on 145th.
Harlem has changed so much in the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of money and new residents pouring in. I'm curious, what kind of changes have you seen on your block or around in general, and how do you feel about them?
Well, we have more services now. There's an incredible amount of physical development in my neighborhood. A lot of that work has been done by HCCI, by the way, because I live in the neighborhood that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, of course, you see a lot of different faces in the neighborhood today. I feel good about it in respect to the fact that now there are more services and the community is being developed. You know, there were a lot of abandoned housing, and there was a housing shortage in throughout New York City, and especially in Harlem. The issue that that we deal with, though, is the fact that people who have lived in Harlem all their lives are being pushed out because rates are being raised and they can no longer afford to be there. And I think that's a problem. I think that people who've established roots in Harlem and who've made Harlem what it is today should be able to stay there and should be able to retain their history.
What do you think of Magic Johnson's movie theaters in Harlem? At the time they opened, he was applauded just for investing in an underserved community. But I wonder what you think of the movies they show at his Nineplex.
I mean, I think it's great that Magic Johnson owns these movie theaters and that his name's been attached to the Sony Lowe's, you know, franchise. But they're not an independent cinema. It's just like every other cinema around the world and in New York City. So I like Magic Johnson. I go to Magic Johnson because it's uptown. Mm-hmm. But if you want to see something different, you have to go to an independent, you know, movie house. Magic Johnson is a mainstream cinema.
Right. Who are your inspirations?
Lots of people. I'd say when I was a kid, Harriet Tubman,
mm-hmm.
Marcus Garvey, Oprah Winfrey, you know, lots of different people. But I'd say Marcus Garvey really has influenced this concept I have of Image Nation.
How so? What from his work?
Well, the UNIA, which is United Negro Improvement Association, was established to create kind of an auxiliary government throughout the African diaspora that would support people of color wherever they were in the world. So the idea was that you pay your membership to the UNIA, and if you died, they would pay for your funeral. If you had health issues, they'd pay for your health insurance. But they also had another aspect of them that was really about teaching people to love themselves through images and through media. And they had the paper called The Negro World that spread all over the world. Actually, it had its largest readership was in South Africa. And that paper was kind of the force to kind of galvanize people throughout the African diaspora and to unify them. And I think media can do the same thing. I think that by establishing a franchise of community-run cinemas, you can unify people around issues that affect us all, and you can get people to understand that their world is much bigger than their block.
Mm-hmm. How did your father wind up coming from South Africa to the United States?
He was a political refugee. He left here basically with the government on his heels.
Really? Because he was working in the anti-apartheid movement?
Yeah, he was, and he left through the refugee trail. That will be, actually, we're showing a film, The 12 Disciples of Nelson Mandela by Thomas Allen Harris, and that film is about 12 expatriates who left from Bloemfontein, which is in the Gauteng province. They were young men who kind of walked out of South Africa, and that's a very similar trail that my father came through to come to the United States.
Did his experiences in South Africa and your exposure to them growing up influence your political orientation with respect to either world politics or this country's politics?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we're all a product of, you know, of our parents and where we come from.
Sure.
And I think that being in a household where my father was very keenly aware of racial issues and had grown out of the movement made me a person who was interested in the movement. You know, I grew up in Syracuse, New York, and not the most progressive place in the world, but I had that information in my household. So I think it inspired me to go on and be a cultural activist. In a lot of ways. When I was a kid, I used to have an African dance troupe, but nobody else really talked about African dance. And I've always been involved in cultural activism. So I think that's definitely because of my father and my mother, because my mother is a very progressive person as well.
John in Plainfield, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. It's great to hear. I particularly appreciate what the sister is doing. I went to see a film this past Friday at Teachers College called Women in Film, and it showed a lot of film. A lot of artists and filmmakers who have made films in the past and they really don't have a venue to show their films now. And I was wondering if you have worked with any of the major distributors like the African Diaspora Film Festival with Ronaldo.
Yeah, I have worked with the African Film Festival, which is Mahen Benetti's organization. I know Ronaldo and Diarra quite well, and I have they've actually come and kind of marketed through our events. I've also worked with Urban World Film Festival and NBPC. So, you know, it's a small world, and we're all kind of connected, and I've worked with most of those people in the past. And you're right. I mean, I think the reason why I established Image Nation in 97 was because I saw that there was a need for an exhibition vehicle that would be ongoing. When we first started, it was a monthly event. And we realized quickly that we needed to grow into a permanent venue, and that's what we've been trying to do pretty much, was first develop the audience and then take the audience into a permanent venue.
Well, we are out of time. Good luck in your search for that permanent venue. And in the meantime...
Well, that was quick.
People, well, goes quick. Image Nation, one word, Marganti.us.
Yep.
Marganti Kama, founder and executive director. It's been really nice to talk to you. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks for listening to the Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.